Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're just bouncing around from one emotional roller coaster to another? You know that feeling when stress hits you like a freight train and suddenly you're spiraling? Well, guess what? We're all in this together. And today, we're diving into something crucial for keeping our mental health ship afloat. Self-awareness. It's not just some fancy word tossed around by therapists. It's the foundation of truly understanding ourselves and how to react to the world around us. So buckle up because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that can revolutionize your journey to a calmer, more centered you. First things first, self-awareness is all about recognizing your emotions, thoughts, and physical sensations without judgment. It's like having an internal GPS that helps you navigate the turbulent waters of your feelings. When you're aware of what's happening inside, you can choose how to respond instead of automatically reacting. Think of it like this. Ever notice how sometimes anger boils over before you even realize what triggered it? That's lack of self-awareness. But when you become attuned to those early warning signs, that clenched jaw, the racing heart, the tight chest, you can take a step back and choose a more thoughtful response. Second, self-awareness helps you identify your strengths and weaknesses. We all have them, right? Knowing where we shine allows us to play to our strengths and build confidence. But it's also about acknowledging those areas that need a little extra love. This isn't about beating ourselves up. It's about understanding what needs attention so we can grow and develop. Think of it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't just focus on your sprint speed, right? You'd work on all aspects of your fitness to become a well-rounded runner. Number 3. Self-awareness is crucial for building healthy relationships. When you understand your own needs and boundaries, you can communicate them more effectively. And when you truly listen to others, without judgment, you create space for genuine connection. It's like being on the same page in a dance. Everyone knows their role and moves together in harmony. Speaking of connections, self-awareness helps us build better relationships with ourselves. This means accepting our imperfections, celebrating our victories, and practicing self-compassion. It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a dear friend. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance, just as you are. And finally, number 5. Self-awareness is a lifelong journey. There will be ups and downs, moments of clarity and times when it feels like you're back at square one. But the key is to keep practicing, keep exploring, and keep showing up for yourself. Think of it as learning a new language. It takes time, effort, and patience, but the rewards are immeasurable. So how does this all play out in real life? Let me tell you about Sarah, who used to feel constantly overwhelmed by work stress. She'd snap at her colleagues, get bogged down in endless deadlines, and felt like she was drowning in a sea of to-dos. But Sarah decided to make a change. She started practicing mindfulness, taking a few minutes each day to simply observe her thoughts and feelings without judgment. She noticed that when she felt stress creeping in, it often manifested as tension in her shoulders and a racing heart. This awareness allowed her to pause, take deep breaths, and respond calmly instead of reacting impulsively. Slowly but surely, Sarah found herself becoming more centered, more patient, and more productive. She learned to set healthy boundaries, delegate tasks effectively, and prioritize self-care. Remember, the power lies within you. By cultivating self-awareness, you unlock a world of possibilities, calmer days, stronger relationships, and a deeper understanding of yourself. And that's something truly worth striving for. So, what are your biggest takeaways from today's episode? Share them with me on social media or leave a comment below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, stay detached, stay grounded, and stay true to yourself. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.